Hey, you still up? Yeah, just one of those nights, I guess. Yeah, suffering in our insomnia together. How romantic. Well, might as well make the best of it. We should, like, ask each other really philosophical questions or something. Here, I'll look some up on my phone. I mean, what else is there to do at the ripe hour of 1 a.m.? Yeah, we could be sleeping, but that ship has clearly sailed. So, here's a good one. Okay. What or who was your first kiss? What? That's a totally philosophical question. Okay, yeah, maybe it's not philosophical, but that's the website's fault, not mine. Yes, I looked up good icebreaker questions for couples. Sue me. Just answer the question, okay? Oh, come on. There's no need to be shy. You know what? I'll even go first. It'll make you feel better. Okay, so remember that guy from high school in chemistry class with the, like, spiky looking hair? Yes, that guy. Oh my god. Okay, so I think it was homecoming of, like, freshman year, I believe. So I'm minding my own business because I'm single as fuck. And he comes up to me and asks me to dance. And I guess in my head I was like, well, it can't get any worse than sitting on my ass being miserable. So I accepted. Little did I know that sneaky little fuck was going to straight up smooch me without telling me in the middle of our dance. I know, right? I mean, everyone was staring at us and whispering, and what a dickwad. I don't know how I had it in me to resist the urge to smack his face in the next week. I probably could have pressed charges for the shit he pulled, too. Do you know who you're talking to here? Of course I would have won. All right. Enough of that. Your turn. Really? I was your first kiss. That's kind of adorable, actually. No. Really, I know when we started dating, you said you didn't have much experience. I'm just surprised you never told me you hadn't kissed anyone before. I honestly couldn't tell. You're really a natural. Like, regardless, I'm really glad I got to be your first. Yes, of course I mean that. From the bottom of my heart. Prove it. I hope you know you're playing a dangerous game. Because when I need to prove something, I make sure it's beyond a reasonable doubt. I just thought I'd move to a more comfortable position on the bed. More specifically, on you. You don't mind, do you? Yeah, I thought not. Okay, here's a really good question. What is your favorite thing about your partner? See, I told you it was a good question. Oh, you want to go first this time? Can't say I didn't like the confidence, mister. Okay, lay it on me. My eyes? Really? What? No. Don't worry, that's just a really good answer. A great answer. I just, it caught me off guard, okay? I was kind of expecting you to say, like, my ass or something. That's a joke, by the way. That too? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Hey, I want you to know that was really sweet of you. Thank you for saying that. Alright, my turn. Well, since you've decided to be such a Casanova, I guess I should return the favor. You want to know my favorite thing about you? It's that beautiful smile of yours. Yeah. The one stuck on your face right now? I mean, it's just, God, every time I see it, my heart just skips a beat. I guess that's not to say that everything else about you isn't fucking amazing. Well, one other thing I think is really fucking amazing about you is pressing really hard against me right now. I think that's my cue to prove it to you. What do you think? I'm glad you agree. I love the way you kiss me. Just another reason why I love your smile so much. Fuck, I'm horny. And judging by that tent you've pitched, I'd say the same is true about you. Maybe that's why we can't get to sleep. Our carnal desires for one another hath simply grown too potent. Okay, shush. Enough of my jabbering. Let's get those boxers off of you, okay? There we go. That's what I wanted to see. You're already looking pre-cum for me. I really hope it wasn't my Shakespearean talk that did that. Okay, good. Now, since you were so sweet earlier, I think I'll let you decide what I do with those hard cock of yours tonight. Anything you want, baby. Oh, you want me to sit on your cock right away? I'm not opposed to that. Quite fucking soaked, actually. Here. Yeah, let me show you. See? Told you. You like it when I rub my pussy against your cock, baby? Fuck. Even just grinding feels so good. Okay. Shush. I need to stop before one of us comes. Shit. You said you love my eyes, right? Well, look into them while I grab your cock and put it inside of me, okay? Yeah. There you go. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I will never get used to how fucking perfectly you fit inside of me. How's the view from down there, hon? Would it help if I tuck the shirt off? Yeah, it's okay, baby. Yeah, grab my tits. Just like that. Yeah. Oh, your hands feel so nice. I'm gonna speed up now, okay? Yes. Oh, you feel so good, baby. Alright, come here. Fuck. Fuck, yes. I'm so glad I get to spend nights like this with you. God, I just want to fuck you till we collapse. Oh, you like that? You want to stay inside your girlfriend's tight fucking pussy until she can't think straight anymore? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, I'm so fucking addicted to this dick. Oh, you drive me fucking wild. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I can feel you twitching. Oh, you're getting close. Yeah, hey, that's okay. You're okay. Yeah, I'm almost there too. Yeah, here, grab my hips. Yeah, just thrust up into me like that. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Holy shit. Yeah, you're doing so good for me, baby. So fucking good. Yeah, are you ready to come? Yeah, you gonna come for me? Yeah, do it. Do it. Just fucking come with me, okay? I pump all that gum in my pussy while I come over your fucking cock. Yeah, fuck. 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 Oh my god. Fuck, so fucking good. Fuck. That's really fucking hot. Yes, I know. I'm very good at stating the obvious. You really like it when I'm on top, don't you? Hey, you know I certainly don't mind it. Not one bit. Besides, the view's pretty nice from up here. Only downside is now we have to clean up. Hold up, did I just yawn? Oh my god, thank heavens above, I'm actually tired. And so are you, it seems. You know, now that I think about it, sex is not a bad alternative to Ambien. Yeah, it's settled then. Anytime we can't sleep, we'll just fuck until we're tired. Problem solved. Okay, actually, fuck cleaning up. It can wait until the morning, okay? Your chest feels way too nice for me to move right now. Yeah, I love you too. Thanks for always being my cuddle buddy. Good nighty. Mm-hmm.